Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very loved, and incredibly, astoundingly sexy people. Good Thursday morning. As most of you know, it's been a wild toad ride for Dee the last couple of days. And I really want to address that with you first off, right off the bat. As you know, Yahoo got hacked. Dee didn't get hacked, but Yahoo was hacked, and Dee got affected. So many of you got this incredibly silly email that I was stranded in Manila, and I had been held up at gunpoint, and I needed you to send me money. I hope to God nobody did. And as I was awakened at 7 a.m. Thursday with a call to alert me to this that had just happened, I came back to my computer in about a half an hour to after I said, well, and good morning, Dee. Came back to see what I could do about all of it. And there were, I turned on my phone, masses of text messages, masses of calls, masses of emails all over both my sites. And as I sat down, as we are wont to do, my first place that I went was, really, why me? And the first thing I heard was, look how many people love you, Dee. And that shifted my entire perspective. So I didn't really focus on why. Literally, the channel said, it's like wasted energy to figure out why. It wasn't personal. They didn't go, let's get Dee Wallace. You know, it's just what somebody without any time in a life does, I guess. So I started focusing on feeling all the love and the honor and the appreciation for me and the concern for me that was being poured out to me because of this, what appeared to be a meaningless, inadvertent attack, if you can use that word. So it shifted my whole freaking perspective around everything. And I said, okay, in this day, I'm going to go through this day and just be aware and thankful and in gratitude of how many people are going out of their way to send me love, to say, do you need help? Even just, Dee, you probably know about this already, but I thought I should send it to you. This is what's going out. And it turned the day into a very different day than when what it could have been. So I went about changing all the passwords that you have to do. And was it a pain in the butt? Yeah. And did it take time away from other stuff I wanted to do? Oh, yeah. And through all of it, I just kept saying, and I am blessed by all these people that love me. And I am blessed by all these people that love me. And my heart swells up when I say that now because I can feel that love. But you see, I had to bring my focus back to that in order to feel that and stay in that place. And, you know, again, on Monday's show, somebody brought in Gravity, the movie Gravity. And basically, four or five other people in privates have brought it in since. And the message when it comes in for me now is, you know, guys, the crap of the universe is going to come at you. There's just debris flying around. It's not personal. It's just debris flying around out in the space of us. And it's going to come toward the spaceship of you every once in a while. You can either go, oh, okay, I'm just going to die out here in space, or you can go, wow, I'm going to focus on getting home, getting back to me, keeping my balance, getting me to the vibrational state that I know I should be in order to move back into creation. And I implore you and promise you that if you do this, your life will begin to change exponentially, because you will keep holding the electrical charge that you want bounced back to you. Now, I got an email. I want to show you how this all ties in together. About would you entertain doing a webinar on ghosts and witches and the dark side and scary things. And as I'm sitting here, really opening my channel and hearing, I know I want to talk to you about honor today. And they said, okay, well, that email has something to do with honor. And I went, really? And it has definitely something to do with the electrical charge of the universe, which is, as you know, our webinar on October 30th. You're going to want to be there, guys, because it's really explaining to you how it all works and how the cocktail and why the cocktail works. But let me get back to the ghosts and the witches and all that. And they took me to the song Monster Mash. And I went, oh, I get it. You see, ghosts and witches and spells and all that, that started out as being fun. You know, it was just for fun. All the horror films are just for fun. You really don't think that a werewolf's going to come into your house at night, do you? You don't think a vampire's going to attack you, do you? But we still have these beliefs that there are dark energies out there that can attack us. So which one do you want to believe? You get to be the matrix. You get to pick the door that you want. There's a dark side that can attack me. I'm going to open that door and walk in and experience that reality for a while. Or there's no dark side. There's just energy. I get to create with the energy. I get to choose my reaction to the energy, and I'm walking through that door into the power of who I am. Honor. It keeps coming to my attention that the highest thing that we can claim right now, that we can demand of ourselves and ergo the universe, is that I am honored. I honor myself. I honor the world. And this is the important part. I hold the perspective that the world honors me. I just want you to sit with that one for a minute. Do you see the world? Do you expect this world to come to you with honor? To honor your self-worth? Do you honor your self-worth? Or do you give yourself up for other people? Do you do things that you don't really want to do? I took a big leap for me yesterday. They wanted me for this film, and I loved the part. But they were not willing to honor me and honor my experience in the business and the years I've been in the business and my talent with a salary that was commensurate to what I should have. So I said no. Now, that's a scary thing. It's a scary thing because Where do we automatically default to? Oh my God, if I don't take this, there won't be anything else. But who's the creator? I mean, that's a door in itself. If I turn down this that I really don't want to do under these circumstances, I know that I'll create and continue to create something else because I always have. Unless you don't believe that. And in which case, if you haven't created that, that's the belief you need to shift. Okay, they want me to go over so that you get an inkling of the importance of the webinar on October 30th. And again, if you go to imdwallace.com, it's on the home page down in the middle, the sign up for it. In the ionosphere and beyond, as we know, the ionosphere is a magnetic field. Our aura is our first ionosphere, and there's an ionosphere that extends all around the Earth's atmosphere. What happens when a radio signal goes out and bounces off the ionosphere? It's bounced back to you so that you get delivered back to you the radio wave that you've sent out. So in the ionosphere and beyond, into all ionospheres, I am creation. That's what we want to electrically send out, because like a lightning bolt, then the universe can connect the light between itself and us. I am the frequency, like the radio wave, the frequency. You tune into a frequency of the balance. I'm the frequency of the balance of choice and creation. So I send out an electrical charge to the universe that says, hey guys, my vibration, my frequency that I'm sending out is all about the balance of choice and creation. And that's what I'm radiating out as my light, the light of me. And that's the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole. That's the electrical charge implanted into my aura, sent out to the ionosphere and beyond. I'm the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole around the balance of choice and creation within the whole of everything. I am the thought, and we know that a thought is an emotion that holds an electrical charge. I am the thought that creates. I am, and again, these are the electrical, vibrational messages that you are sending out, that you want bounced back to you, that you are demanding bounced back to you through this claim. I am power, love, joy, and choice. My heart is open. I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. Any place that you exist, anywhere, you are claiming this on behalf of. And that's what we're going to talk about, exactly how to do, exactly where we're falling out, because if we're not sending the right electrical impulse out, we will get exactly what we don't want back. All righty then. And, you know, I'm going to do this right on the air, because I don't understand what it's about. My new program that I've so lovingly and excitedly put together with the channel on the gratitude of self-love. And they're saying my energy isn't behind it all the way. I do not have a clue what that's about, because everything I can feel about it is excitement. So if it's mine, it's yours. As we know, self-love is the most important. You have to have that in place. Otherwise, you're sending out the electrical charge that you don't love yourself, and why should you create everything you want? So I want to see what I, and therefore you, need to bring into balance around this. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets, book, song, movie. Okay, the first movie that they gave me is Shawshank Redemption. So I want to be clear with myself and with everyone. The program of gratitude of self-love is a joyful experience, a 21-day experience into loving ourselves. It's not about redemption. It's not about fixing ourselves. It's not about looking for any problems. It is a fun, joyous, incredibly empowering ride that is all experience around loving ourselves. And again, they're bringing up, absolutely, you have time. It's 15 minutes or less a day. And that's the biggest thing that's getting in people's way is, oh, my God, I don't have the time. And the channel is saying, you have to take the time. You have to take the time, whether you do this program or something else, you have to take the time to shift everything around loving yourself. And that is what honoring yourself is all about. Okay, wow. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. All right, I can go to the calls, yes. I just want to say quickly, if you're around the Austin area, come join me November 3rd and 4th. I'm speaking that Saturday for Joe Vitale. And Sheila Gale's big Hollywood event is the next weekend. It's going to be right here in L.A. Lots of amazing speakers. It's going to be a pretty big event Sheila's putting together. And, yeah, so I hope you join me with all this great, amazing stuff. And in November, I think we're going to be doing two webinars, which I'm excited about, very different webinars. I've never done that before, but we have two opportunities available to us here that I think you're going to love, which I will tell you about when they get more in place. Okay, we be going to the calls. Please be succinct because I want to get through a lot of people and tell me what's up. Hi, Jean in Massachusetts. You're on, baby.
Hi, Dee. It's Jean Mariah.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. I'm doing better.
Good. Let's update people with what's going on.
Yeah, I had that sternum soreness, and I went to a doctor a week ago, thanks to your push. And I saw a cardiologist this Tuesday, and I'm having a complete cardiac workup. The blood work was done today. I'm going for a nuclear stress test tomorrow at 7 a.m. And then I'm going to have a cardiac ultrasound and a complete
workup.
And
now,
I've reached out to the universe last week and called in help, and then this week I talked to Joy for over an hour yesterday and worked with Jean in New York last night. I did a self-healing. She did healing with me. I got up this morning and my blood pressure was actually normal.
Good.
It's gone up again, but
okay,
I'm on
all
a
right,
blood pressure
stop,
pill.
Stop,
and,
stop.
Yeah.
Okay, I want you all to hear what she just said. And I got up. And my blood pressure was actually normal. And it's gone up again. That's an expectation. And the expectation comes from the fear. So what you want to direct yourself, and I've been incredibly successful with myself around this. I am the thought that creates a consistently stable blood pressure. I consistently hold myself in balance and peace and knowing, okay? So when that happens, I don't want you to go, well, see, it happened again. I want you to keep creating, Jean.
I am creating, and I did say similar words to that.
Good.
In the, over this week and last night in particular. And last night in particular, I went up and I cut some circuits of fear. The fear
Good.
Of the healthcare system, the fear of having a heart problem, all that.
Yeah, because the fear
because
of
the family history.
We know can create it.
Yeah, yeah.
I want everybody to hear that. The
yeah.
fear of something can create
can
it.
Can create it.
Because
I knew
why?
My anxiety
because you're
could
putting
give,
your focus on it.
Right.
And you're
I
holding
knew my
the charge
could
around it.
Give me a heart attack, and I had to break that anxiety. So, yeah.
So I want to, they're saying we didn't get to it last week because we had to open up. I very rarely hear, tell them go to a doctor. You know,
yeah.
I leave that up to you, but they were urging this. And when I say it's really physical, I get a no, but that's really not the right question, guys, because everything is energetic. It may show up physically, but everything's energetic. So we're demanding the biggest belief around what's causing this imbalance now. And what I'm hearing screaming right off the bat is the trust in the universe. You have to learn how to trust the universe. And you're going to learn how to do that by trusting the healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
And you even wrote to me in your email, you know, that you had claimed and directed easy and effortless care and trust. I don't think you used that word.
Mm-hmm.
But the ability to work in the healthcare system, and everybody had been so nice and so gracious to you and so helpful. So that's what I want you to feel love around. I want you to go to your love place as much as you can, and this is for everybody that has any kind of health problems. Go to your love place. Feel that love around the trust of the universe, Jean.
Yes.
That you're taken care of. Okay,
yes.
Baby?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so
That's
much
the
for your support
thing.
And others
the whole,
in this community.
And the whole community is standing with you. We're not going, oh, poor Jean. We're holding you in your incredible, magnificent power of creating perfect health.
Thank you.
And you do that, the more fun, the more happiness, and the calmness and peace you can hold yourself in. All right, baby?
Thank you so much. Love you.
Many blessings. You too, sweetheart.
Okay.
We're going to Alicia in California. Hi.
Hello, my darling Dee.
How are you?
Okay. It kind of occurred to me, and this has been ongoing for a few years. I keep directing that I know, and a couple of weeks ago you said to really focus on that I know. And I remember one time I met you at an event, and you went, oh, your horror line's not straight. And then you went, oh, there it is. It's straight now. And I went, it feels the same. So all along, it's this morning, and I went, I'm kind of in doubt if I know if I'm doing this right, because
yes, well,
it feels the
okay.
same.
I want you to see the oxymoron in that. I'm kind of in doubt. Can't let you know.
Yeah. Well, I've been saying, I know. And
yeah, I know,
and this,
but you don't, because
yeah.
I've been testing it from the time you've been talking, Alicia. So to say it, and I'm going to say it till you guys are blue in the face, to say it is not enough. You have to feel your knowingness. You have to feel the charge. See, again, that's why this is so important, this webinar, so that we can understand it's not just about the words. You've got to put the experience to shift the electrical charge that's going through your nervous system. So go to your love place, which is the answer to every question I'm going to have today, they're saying. Are you there? Are you in your love place?
Well, I'm going to say yes.
Okay, Alicia, you know, I'm not going to let you get away with making it this hard. Can you feel love in your heart or not?
Sometimes, yes. Most of the
okay.
time.
Okay, well, when you're there, you know. Because when you're there, you can't feel anything else. So I'd go back to the red dot exercise.
I do that every day, several times.
Okay, so you can feel love then. If you're doing the red dot exercise, you've got to feel love, otherwise you're not doing the exercise. Hold on, sheets. First sheet, 1 through 5. Okay, there. You see, you have to start with being willing to know that you are the power, you are the love, you are the joy, and you are the choice, and that your heart is open. So claim that right now and feel. Tell me what your love place is. What's the experience of your love place?
When I used to teach and a kid gave me a hug, that was the kindest thing I'd ever experienced.
Okay. So go to your heart. Open your heart. It's done. That's all you have to do is to have that intention and feel, be in the moment of that hug. Okay, that's it. Don't try to make any more of it than that. That's it. That's an experience of love. Now, can you hold that so that you can expand it? That's what the red dot exercise is all about. It's holding the focus on that. Everything's open. Everything's in alignment now. So tell yourself that whenever you feel this, you know that you're in your knowing.
I feel that a lot, it feels like, and that's what's confusing me. Unless I'm really not making this hard. I'm really trying to...
Well, something in you is making it hard, because loving is not hard. Loving is easy. I love you right now. I don't have to try to love you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe there's a belief in there, and I'm going to your dad, that loving is hard, that there's struggle around loving. So how does your dad work into that?
Well, he never, ever told me he loved me.
Well, there you go. So do you want to continue being him with you, or do you want to tell yourself, I love me?
Mm.
You see, you have to reparent yourself now, baby.
Okay.
Your little girl has to go, yes, yes, I'm willing to be told that I'm loved. I'm willing to experience being loved. And that's why, you know, I created this program, so that we literally have experiences of it. Everything, everything, everything. Creation is emotional, guys. If you want to create something, you've got to move into the experience of it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I want to hear from you next week to see if this opened up, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Work with your little girl, baby.
Okay.
And say, it's okay. You can feel love now. There's going to be a whole universe here to love you now.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it is good. It's an incredible experience when you can sustain that. Wilma in Ottawa, hi.
Hi. I have a feeling I don't even need to talk to you now, because I've been working on staying in a love and light and joy and laughter and freedom and feeling that something's not quite right. And I thought, I'm going to talk to Dee about it. And while you were doing your little bit about balance, it was like a light went off. So what I've been missing out on is the balance, and in the balance, staying centered.
Yes, I get a yes on that, Wilma. Good for you. Yeah.
Awesome.
And again, guys, we're just taught that it's not okay to love ourselves. We're supposed to give up ourselves. And so when we focus on this self-love, which is going to open up everything for everybody, all of our stuff's going to come up. Our resistance, our walls, is going to come up, because we need to be conscious that we are the I Am presence that's going to create it differently, no matter what.
And you know what's really funny? Sorry, Dee, do you know what's really funny? When I dialed in and I had, like, my heart started beating really fast, and I had this sensation for a second. I thought, I feel that I need to speak to Dee because there's a message I need to hear. But I feel that she's going to tell me, if you have to call in, you're not You know what I mean? Like that came out the wrong way. I felt in a way
you
that
felt
you were
like
going
you were
to say,
be judged for asking what
not so much judged, but that you were going to say if you're in that place already, you shouldn't need to call for confirmation. And then when you hit on that balance thing, it was like, I needed to be on the call to hear what she's bringing through about balance.
Yeah, I get a yes on that, Wilma, and it's in place. And it's done, you see, and you didn't really have to do anything. As soon as you heard the truth, you electrically shifted it. You could feel that, couldn't you?
Exactly, yes,
it's
definitely.
It's like that, I should have had a V8 moment. That's what it feels like, right?
Exactly.
Oh, well, good for you, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Boy, I hope everybody is listening to everybody. Because there's tons of energy being shifted here today. Anne in Atlanta, hi, you're on.
Yes, hi, Dee. This is, I talked with you last time, and I just want to thank you for everything. I so stayed in it, and I'm reading Bright Lights, and it's like it was written just for me. I'm loving myself.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Standing up for myself, being in the negative, well, not, I don't want to say negative, that's a judgment. My son comes from a totally different space, and he again was telling me, oh, Mom, blah, 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 blah. And I just said, you know, if I was a horse, would you ask me to be a cow? You know?
I love it.
I just popped out of my mouth. And also, when my daughter-in-law, what the alcohol was talking, I just heard her, and without energy, I just looked at her, and I shut it down by saying, that's bullshit. It's the alcohol talking, not you. And she apologized to me the next day. And when I reflect back on that whole thing, it was so much staying in my love for me and loving them all. And that's the issue that's coming up about this rental now. I was on with Mary Hall last night, and she told me to connect with myself in my space, and then to see this tenant or a difficult person that you told me not to see her from. I'm the one that talked about gravity as the shit flying, but I just now see her in the work I did this morning, and I see her divine light, and she's a divine being playing this role for me in this, and I see her connected to herself, and that's all I have to do.
I get a yes on that, and that's what I mean by you're the highest answer, and your I Am presence is stronger than anything on this earth. Whether you have to go through an eviction or whether she just leaves, you see, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is, like Wilma said, if you hold the balance in love, whether you're hacked or not, your perspective is entirely different, and that makes a different experience, right?
Yeah, and the legal system is the other part. If I have to go through it, I have to go through it, and whatever resistance I have, I just take the next step as it comes up, if it happens.
Absolutely, while you stay balanced and in love, because you're choosing to stay in that place for you and not for them.
And I'm coming to the LA event to celebrate all of this with all of you.
Oh, lovely. Lovely, Anne. Well, you make sure.
I
want a big hug.
Too, and Jennifer and all my favorite, Rika, all my favorite people are there. How could I not go? I made my hotel reservations. I've got it all set. I am. There is no doubt I'm there.
Awesome.
And it is done. I don't know. On this other thing, I don't know how. I just know it's complete.
I get a yes on that. And that knowing will, you know, it's going to happen the way it happens. Yours is to accept the way it happens and to stay balanced and in love around however it wants to play itself out.
Yeah, and to get that I set it all up for whatever experience I wanted to create, I guess.
Well, the experience of staying in love when the ship flies is
love
the primary experience to get in this life.
Yeah, because my default used to be, I just want to die. I don't want to deal with this. And that, again, goes right back to gravity. She had to choose to live.
That's right. That's right. You have to choose to stay alive. And obviously you did, Anne.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for
calling
in, baby.
I love you so much.
Good for her. She's taking her kahunas out. Hey, Sharon in Montana. Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Oh, good morning, Dee. How are things?
Fabulous, actually.
Huh. And most of my life is fabulous, too.
Good.
I got a chance to fly to California to see my kids, and I'm excited about that.
Beautiful.
And the thing that's hit me last night is I still got that shoulder problem. When you were talking, it hit me. I have fear of going to a regular doctor.
That's a true statement. This is interesting. It's kind of bringing in, I guess we need to just address this, guys. It's the fear of healthcare, period.
Yeah, that's
so
what hit
let's
me.
Break this down. I'm claiming, I'm demanding all information that we need now around this fear that we built up around the healthcare system, the judgment we built up, and how to release that. So claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Sheets, book, give me a song, baby.
Well, the first thing I got is up, up, and away.
Okay. Hold on, I want to get the highest understanding. All right. Oh, this is so great. So basically, there is a belief in place that doctors hold us down. They give us the bad news. They're the ones that lower our vibrations. Now, I want to give you what the channel's giving me to shift that electrical charge. Go to your love place, because let's get balanced, everybody. Just drop down into your heart and open your heart. Go to your love place. And I want you to think of the delivery ward where all these beautiful, incredible newborn babies are laughing. And all the happiness and joy of the mothers that they brought this blessed new life into the world. And I want you to send your gratitude to the doctors and the nursing staff and the hospital that allowed these safe little births to happen joyfully. That's kind of a different experience, wouldn't you say, than I don't want to go to a doctor because he's going to give me bad news and he's going to shit all over my life. What do you think?
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. Second you said that, I went to my son.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had a real risky birth. I mean, thank God every day that I had a great doctor and nursing staff that got her through it, because she had the cord around her neck and there could have been damage. You know, she had meconium in her mouth. I mean, it was touch and go there for a minute.
Yeah, because I went to the Hayward Kaiser first, and they shipped me off to Oakland, and I'm now eternally grateful they did, because Hayward didn't have the skills to take care of my son.
Exactly. So, again, let's put everything that we've talked about on the show together here today, because there's a balance. There is a balance of giving your power away to doctors and not taking charge of your own creation in your life. There is a power of saying, I have to do it all, so therefore I'm not going to accept any help from the universe. And then there's a balance place where we say, you know, I live in a physical body. I am the creator of that body. I am doing all the things to support my body in the creation of health and wellness, like thinking peace. And remember, thinking is an emotional charge. Thinking peace, thinking love, living love, living balance, living choice, all those things support my healthy body. And just like Resigive works with everything else in creation, I am allowing the world to support me when I need support, all the time. So let's just claim that we are open to the balance of anybody that can serve to honor us in empowering us in our healthcare system of us. That's a really strong claim. So that's who we are. That's what we're claiming. Wow, that was awesome that that came through today. Awesome
that
came through.
It just hit me when that last lady was, that's what it is. I fear the system. And the message I got last night when I was resting was for me to go ahead and get the Montana Care insurance that I need, the one that I've been looking at, and to go ahead and sign up for the naturopathic clinic here in town and start going to it. Stop fearing going to the doctors in this town.
Absolutely, because if you're the creator of your own life and you're the creator and director of your energy, why would you fear the doctors? Because you know that you will create the doctors that come in to support you. Yes?
Yep, I agree with you on that. I was fearing it. I don't like doctors. I don't like being prodded at, and I definitely don't like needles.
Right. And you like life.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. So we're going to focus on life and focus on thriving. And whomever and whatever in the universe honors us by helping us thrive is fine for us to bring into our energy. This is pretty awesome, guys. This is especially interesting with Obamacare and all that stuff coming up right now. You know, it's creating a lot of people going, yeah, but, and having to face the reasons why they haven't had health care up till now. And this is one of the primary ones. So, awesome that that came in. My great gratitude for you bringing that in, Sharon. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And thank you for me listening. It got me to release that fear.
Yes.
Keep going forward.
You bet, baby. In love. Thank you.
No, you bet, love. Thanks.
Loving this show. Jay in North Carolina, you're on.
Good morning. And
good morning.
Thank you. The reason I called is, I don't know, I kind of felt myself almost going into a downward spiral this morning, and I called in to have you help me ground. And, man, just listening.
Now, Jay,
my
darling, my handsome person,
yes.
You haven't done it for yourself. So I will help you, but not until you've done it for yourself.
Right on.
Okay. Can you feel the difference?
Yeah.
You see, my whole work, when I dropped to my knees all those years ago, the words were, give me a way we can heal ourselves. I want you all to be conscious in doing your own work. Now, your dovetail down has to do with a woman. Anything coming up?
Yeah.
Okay. Do not let her take your power away. She doesn't have power over your creation. Your I Am presence directs your creation. So you have to get a hold of your reaction because you're in reaction. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. You get to choose your reaction, Jay. Now that you're balanced... Whoa, I'm really dizzy, so this is a big thing. I hardly ever get dizzy. That used to happen all the time when I started the work. So that means there's a big resistance to the words choosing our reaction. And this is for everybody, of course, on the call. So claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets, book. Give me a movie, baby.
E.T.
Okay. It's the choice to go no matter what debris comes at me, no matter what shit flies by, I'm going to choose to keep my heart open. And we're scared to death to do that because we think we'll be hurt more. In essence, you will create more freedom because you will keep your heart open, which, as E.T. said, he had to do in order to get back home. So to get back to the creation of you, you must have an open heart. And when we go into reaction, especially if it's a love reaction or a relationship reaction, the first place we want to do is close our heart.
Yes.
Now, okay, you see it was closed up until about 5 seconds ago. Now you should literally feel more expansion. And what that brings back to you then, Jay, is more power. So you reclaim your power of your own creation. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what you needed to hear, and that's what I want you to continue consciously, powerfully doing for yourself. All right, honey?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And my God, what a blessing to everybody to hear that. Thank you. All right, we're going to Steve in New York. Hi, sweetheart.
Well, I actually have some stuff that I have actually learned that I around some of the stuff you're talking about today.
Good.
That, well, you know, I turned 65 in 4 months, but I tell people I'm 30. Just go with it. And, you know, I'm the whole Medicare thing and stuff like that. And Matthew's on my health insurance. I didn't want to lose it, so I calmed down. I was going to go on a fact-finding mission, and I, like I told you Monday when I talked to you after the show, I claim the best-case scenario of every circumstance of my life. That is my new claim. Whatever the best, whatever the miracle, whatever the wonderful thing, that's what I claim. And in
right,
my research,
that's what you create, that's what you accept.
Yes. The guideline from my friend who accepted very little and is almost destitute, so I've learned the lesson through her. And today I did some fact-finding stuff, and friends who were in the same circumstance told me from my old job and from my insurance, no problem. I went up today, and I got the same kind of answer, and we're almost home on that. And I feel I really cut away the panic, and I whenever that came up, I dealt with it really easily and quickly. And also, good stuff. I mean, from my coach I worked with before, I keep hearing wonderful things about how I've grown, how I've upped my game. And now the thing that's here that is filling in, even as we speak, is a great career that goes with my up game.
I want everybody to hear his words. I got out of the panic. And that's what we were just talking about with Jay. You, what that means is he got his power back from his reaction so that he could move powerfully into solving the problem.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to create a positive outcome from a negative, panicked response to the world, guys. So I get a yes on all that, Steve, and they just say, keep going, dude, keep doing what you're doing.
I am. It costs a lot. You might have to breathe and open your heart. But
Yeah. And, you know, we started out with heart stuff today. So I'm thinking there's a big message for all of us. You know, go back and watch E.T. again. Keep your heart light on, everybody. That's why I did the movie, I'm sure. There aren't any accidents. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Oh, God, I love you all. I love you, too.
Love you, too, babe. All right, and we're going to Kay in Reno. Hi, honey, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kay.
Hi, Kay, what can we do for you?
I'm excited to be alive. I'm actually having fun, which is wonderful. When
well,
you come from
good.
That heart space instead of the head, it just changes everything.
Doesn't it, though?
It does, and the red dot's amazing.
Thank you.
And yes. When you ask for it, it's interesting what shows up in your life. I have reconnected with a person after 40 years, which is a lifetime. And this connection is stronger than it was even before, and he's been a catalyst for my growth. And I feel like I've known this person before, and when I say before, I mean in another life.
Oh, for sure you have. Several, they're saying.
Several?
Several lives, yeah.
Any idea what kind of connection I had, though? I mean, relationship?
Well, I don't really get into a lot of that, Kay, but I can tell you there's
it just
a lesson.
Feels wrong. Yeah.
There's a lesson that you keep coming together to learn.
Wow.
Is what they're saying. So sheets, book, give me a song, any song.
Sound of Music.
Okay. Just to Live in Joy.
Wow.
You keep coming together, and hold on, now they want me to go to a core belief. Again, these are all on the sheets that I use because I keep getting emails out. What's a core belief? Here, 1 through 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know what I want, so
yes.
I give up.
Yes.
Okay, well, you do know what you want. Both of you want joy.
Yes.
You want to be joy, and you want to give joy to the other, and you want to give joy to the world. If you can come together in that commitment to yourselves first, to each other, and then to the world, and they're giving me joy to the world, the Lord has, right? Then the Christ of you rises up to meet the lesson that you've been coming together to support each other in for lifetimes.
And we're great support for each other. It's wonderful.
Yes on that, and just go be joyful and live in as much joy as you can, because that's why you keep coming together.
Great. Okay.
No matter what shit might fly at you, you
and
know, you guys are going to support each other in your joy.
It's flying, because this is what I asked for. I wanted to be released from all that old garbage.
And tell me what you want then.
And this is my catalyst. Gosh.
If you're released from the garbage, which is a negative focus, you're
right.
Positively what? Free. You're free, baby.
Freedom, yes.
You're free in the creation of the joyful you, okay?
Yes.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
All right. I saw Miss Susan's been on forever. So, Susan, what's up, baby?
Well, I just knew you were coming to me. Well, last week, I kind of went out. I was in my joy and a little bit anxious. And on Saturday, I went out of joy into, oh, no, not this. And then
okay,
again,
so
I went.
Okay, so what stuff came flying at you through space that made you?
Well, Thursday, I had my last operation on my eyes.
Oh, good for you.
And the thing of it is being in October now, I wasn't getting any jobs at all. You know, wasn't getting the service jobs. And so I figured, okay, I'm done. Because my boss said, okay, well, this next year. And he told me this earlier, you know, during the month. And so I figured, okay, I'm done for the year. So Saturday, one of the bosses called me, can you work? I'm like, no, I can't. So it took me out of joy because all of a sudden I can't have my fun. I can't go out and work. And it wasn't so much making the money, but I can't go out and have fun working because now I can't do anything.
But Susan, you know, let's get this into perspective. Let's shift this perspective. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe, that I know I've got people that are going to want me back next year, that are actually allowing me to heal my eyes, so that I'm going to be happier, I'm going to be more powerful, I'm going to be able to see more and experience life greater. And I totally understand why my eyes have to be good legally to drive all these beautiful people. And thanks for working all this out. And I know that I've got a job to go back to.
Okay, well, the same thing happened on Wednesday, too. I just felt bad that, you know, I felt like, oh, yeah, I wish I would have waited, you know, because I would have loved to have done this.
Well,
you know,
no, that's not really what it's about. It's just about you not choosing to find the lemon in the lemonade.
Oh.
Or
okay.
I said that backwards. The lemonade from the lemon.
Okay,
you know?
So
that's what this whole show's been about.
What I ended up doing, well, I've you know, have to ice every 20 minutes and heat every 20 minutes. But in between times, I've been attempting, with the blurry eyes, attempting to read Edwin Gaines' Laws of Prosperity, which I went and bought. But I figured I'll just, since I can't really read, I'll just hold it and get it through osmosis.
What you're doing by holding it is setting an intention. And
yeah.
I advise everybody to get that book and do it. You have to do it. You have to take the steps. Don't just read it and go, oh, I got it. Again, life is an experience.
Right.
So,
well,
you know, Susan, you've come so incredibly far this year. And I'm saying to everybody, this is the message from the show. Keep your heart open. Choose your reaction. And in that way, you will maintain your power and the experience of it. That will be the electrical charge you send out, and the universe will respond. It has to.
Yeah.
It's law.
And
thank you, baby.
What's interesting, Judy, just one more thing, is I've been at ease. I decided, okay, I'm just going to be lazy right now and just let all of this absorb into me, all of the things that I want to accomplish. Just be lazy and allow this healing and just allow all of the things that I'm doing, the getting the website done, getting the, the work on the book.
Yeah, take the time.
And just healing. Get it all done and put everything in order in my mind.
Heal and feel and experience. You can do all that without having to see, Susan. And that's the most important work you can do. So, the universe gave you a beautiful time to do that, and knowing that you have a job to go back to. I mean, you're blessed, baby. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart. Okay, guys, I can't believe it's 8:57. I want you to join me October 30th, 7 to 9, Electrical Charge of the Universe. And you can tell just from this call the importance of loving yourself. It's come up over and over and over again. Begins November 3rd for 21 days of experiences. There's a couple of webinars that are included in that. It's going to be a joyous experience that I'm going to do with you. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because that, my friends, is what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.